Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
The salary cap is a real thing. Yeah, there's ways to manipulate and kick the can down the road and restructure and void years, all these different things. And the Niners are usually better at it than almost all the other teams. You can tell by the way they've been able to somewhat keep this very strong collection of talent together. By far the most talented roster in the NFL, has been for a few years now. But when you're paying all these skill position players, you know, Debo, we'll see what happens with Ayuk, see what happens with Purdy, Kittle, CMC, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Drake Greenlaw, Charvarius Ward, you can go on and on and on, Hargrave. You've got to be able to pull back at certain issues, certain positions. And that's where we find number 18, our starting center, Jacob William Brendel. Now, here's what's crazy. Our four ballots, we all had them in the same spot. 17, 18, 18, 19. Those were his ranks 1 through 91 on our four ballots. Shout out to my man Dave, executive producer of today's show. And if we look back, he hasn't really moved much. In 2022, the first year we did this, he was 21st on our list. Last year was 19th. This year was 18th. That's just where he stays. Starting center for, this is going into his third year now. Got a little bit more. Training camp wasn't the best for him. He's been out with knee tendonitis. Not good when you're 31 years old. But he didn't play a lot everywhere else he's been. He's been on about five NFL teams as an undrafted free agent out of UCLA. going into his eighth NFL season. He's got a lot of, he's been in the league a long time. He just hasn't played very much. Yeah, you look at his starts. Let's see here. He started 37 games of his career. 34 of those have been the past 2 years with the 49ers. So he's been in the league. He just hasn't played a lot in games. The Niners kind of found this gem that they could pay way below market value for a starting center, and it's just good enough to get the job done. That's what he is. I hope he doesn't take that as an insult. Jake Brendel's awesome. He's top 20 on one of the most talented rosters in the NFL 3 years in a row. He's awesome. He wears jersey number 64, 6'4", 300, 31 years old, and he is fast. He moves. 5.01 40-yard dash. That's top 97th percentile. Got a 1.69 10-yard split. That's really, really good. 7.33 cone. That's top 90th percentile. And then you can talk about a short shuttle. Incredible. He is a fast, adequately sized guy. Strength does not come across. Now, he did 25 bench press reps, which is solid, but he doesn't play strong. That's not, he's a fast-moving, zone-style only center. That's all he's been. That's all he's played for. Take that for what you will. Now, he's a Texas boy. Played at East Plano. Shout out to there. Went to UCLA. Was a business economics major. Wants to have a career in law whenever his football career is over. And he's turned into an awesome career. I've got to be very, very honest. It's impressive what he's gotten done being an undrafted free agent. That's not easy by any stretch, but, you know, he's gone out there. He's played some ball. You look at, you know, we'll jump to his contract here in a little while. He's made $8.5 million in his career. And it's going to, each year, he's kind of 50%, he'll make 50% of his career worth this year. So it took him a long time to get paid, but now he's getting paid, and I freaking love it. I really, really do. Grew up, his family, really big into musical theater, all this stuff. Huge fishing guy. That's what he wants to do. Played all kinds of sports. Was a competitive swimmer, wrestler, lacrosse, baseball, basketball, football. Did it all. Was a defensive tackle whenever he first joined high school football, then moved to offensive line. Was a two-time team captain at Plano East. They had some good football teams there. Two-time all-district offensive line as a junior and senior. He won the Coach K Award for academic and athletic balance back in 2011, which is cool. Man, you know what? I think I coached against this kid in a playoff game, Duncanville versus East Plano. I need to go back and look at that. I think he would have been there. I think they beat us that year. I'll edit that out of this show. I won't. I'll leave it in. But he goes to UCLA. First team All-American freshman at UCLA. Two-time second team All-Pac-12. Three-time captain at UCLA. He was awesome. School record, 52 starts. When he plays, he plays. He doesn't miss games. He hasn't missed a game. 20 starts back-to-back if you count the playoffs runs the last 2 years. If the best ability is availability, he's got it in spades. He was on the UCLA's Athletic Director's Honor Roll 9 times. Dude's smart. He really, really is. It's pretty impressive. You know, graduated business economics degree. Pretty awesome whatever he's done. Now, let's talk about how he got to the 49ers. This is a Chris Forster like guy. He had him in Miami for several years as a practice squad player, backup kind of center, and brought him over to the 49ers whenever he came. And hasn't really played a lot. Now, last year was by far his best year, and I think he's kind of like your average center. He's paid as the 14th highest center now. I think that's about where he is. He's kind of that 14 to 18 center. There's 32 starting centers in the NFL. He is an average starting center in this league. But the scheme, that zone Shanahan scheme, allows some of his inefficiencies. He doesn't have an anchor. He gets pushed around consistently. He is way more athletic than he is tough or strong. Tough's probably not the right word. He's very, very tough. It's strength. It's play strength. He's not moving guys out of the way. That's not what it is. He's much better against the pass, you know, in pass protection than he is run game. So many plays. Christian McCaffrey led the NFL in rushing last year, which is incredible. A big reason why he didn't break more records is Jake Brindle. He can get to the second level well to the linebackers. He just cannot sustain blocks. It's an issue. The consistency in the run blocking game, it's an issue. He can get there. He just can't stay there. He'll get there and block great for a count. Then he'll get thrown to the side. Linebacker or safety makes the play. Very, very consistent. Now, here is why the 49ers kind of like Jake Brindle so much. Here's the offensive line coach. This guy's been with, let's see, how long has he been with him? You can go back to, good gosh, 2016. This is Chris Forster, the current 49ers offensive line coach. He was with Miami and Jake Brindle before here, back in 2016. Here is Chris Forster explaining why Jake Brindle works on this offensive line.
There's a line, and this is what I always say with offensive line play. And this is a cool discussion. I love this discussion. There's a line below which that with offensive line play that if you just drop a little bit below it, it's a gaping hole. It's just all of a sudden you're like, he can't block anybody. And now we got a major problem. But as long as they're at that line and just above it, you can survive it, and you can take care of them. We've got ways with our system. We can chip. We can do all sorts of things to help guys, slide lines, double team the best rusher on the team. There's so many mechanisms to help a lineman that's insufficient. If a guy.
So, like, that is who Jake Brindle is, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's at the line. He is an adequate center, and he's being paid as such, and that allows you because you're not paying top-tier center money. Some of those guys are getting, you know, $15, $20 million a year. We're paying $4.1 million a year. He signed a four-year, $16.5 million deal. Makes him the 14th highest paid center on an average per year basis. He signed through 2026. Like, it's a value deal. Same thing with Colton McKivitz out at right tackle. Like, those two players at that line that Chris Forster's saying, like, they're adequate enough to allow the offense to continue to succeed and to do what it needs to do. Shanahan, McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Trent Williams, Brock Purdy. Those are the stars that allow the play to elevate, but you've got to have 11 starters out there. You got to have 11 players on the offensive side. He's one of the ones that allows you to pay Debo so much, allows you to pay all those other positions. That's huge. And so, fun player, awesome. He's not a fan favorite. He's not one of my favorite players, but happy to have him. I love the consistency. We'll see what happens. You look at his career. He's missed one game in 2018. That's it. His whole career. Now, he's been on a lot of teams. Came in with the Cowboys back in 2016. They waived him. He jumped to the Dolphins in 2016. Was with them for a long time. Then joined the Broncos in 2019. The Denver Broncos was with the Ravens for a short stint in 2019. Then joined the 49ers right after a 2020 season. So, and he's been with us since. And I don't think he's going to go anywhere else. Like I said, 37 career starts. 34 of those regular season starts. That's all that counts on Pro Football Reference. That's where it is. And he's going to be the starting center this year. Now, can John Feliciano kind of press that and, you know, get in there? Training camp, they've been rotating a little bit. But it's Jake Brindle. He's got to be the center this year. It's what it is. Can he elevate some of his play? The knee tendonitis and, you know, missing about half the practices of training camp, that tells me no, but he's north of 30. You're getting what you get. Jake Brindle's not going to change his game. It's not what you want. You're hoping that you get Jake Brindle from 2023. That's the hope. That's what you're paying for. And I hope that he continues just to play at that line, slightly above the line, just like Chris Forster talked about. So, Jake Brindle, glad to have you back this year. Love the continuity. Returning all five offensive starters if Trent Williams comes back, which I will. But yeah, the 49ers offensive line, not a top 10 unit. It's not. It's not going to be. It's not by design. And Jake Brindle, Colton McKivitz, those guys are why you get to pay so much money to all your other stars. And it takes a village, man. It's the whole team. It's the whole 53-man roster. And Jake Brindle comes in number 18 for us. And for us at the 49ers rush, we'll just keep counting them down.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, two or six of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
You know, the 49ers have certain players that they just fall in love with from the start. And you know, Colton McKivitz is one of those. That's number 17 on our list. That's who we're going to be focused on today. They loved him from the start. You remember, if you go back to before that draft in 2020, this is fresh off the Super Bowl loss. Joe Staley retired a week before the draft. We had no answer. Well, the 49ers had Colton McKivitz as their gold helmet guy, the demarcation that they used to leader, perfect fit, perfect tape, perfect off the field, scheme fit, everything, leadership, intelligence, whatever, everything, right? They had it on Colton McKivitz, and they were going to draft him in the third round. This is what they said. This is John Lynch. We were going to take him in the third. But then they traded for Trent Williams with that third round pick, and thankfully, Colton McKivitz was still there in the fifth round. Now, I know somebody just like was listening going, thankfully, you sure? Colton McKivitz is a good player. Is he Joe Staley, Trent Williams, you know, a top 20 tackle in the NFL? He's not even close. But this is somebody that is above that line, right? You've heard Chris Forster. I'm not going to replay the clip today in this show. Where if we get linemen that are above this line, then we could be just fine. And that's kind of what Colton McKivitz is. Now, somebody's listening like, could have had so-and-so, fill in the blank, right? Go on throughout the whole draft and could have had this player or that player. I get it. But you're not paying for that level of play. You're basically getting Mike McGlinchey play at the right tackle spot for a fourth of the cap hit. A fourth, maybe even a little less. It's actually closer to a fifth. That's what Colt McKivitz is. And so he fits this 49ers group. Comes in number 17 on our list this year. Now, he's bounced all over the place. He was number 32 back in 2022. Then in 2023, he was number 12. That's the highest he's been. His play increased, but not to where we wanted it. He comes in number 17. Shout out to my man Josh, executive producer of our show. And on our four ballots, 1 through 91 this year, he finished 16th to 22 and everywhere in between there. So that's his highest was 16th, lowest was 22, comes in 17. Where's jersey number 68? Tall, 6'6", 300, short arms, 33 and 3/4 inch arms, just turned this week, actually, 28 years old. So you still got him for a while. He's under contract for this year, next year. Ran a 5'3", 40. He kind of is a little bit different than Joe Staley, Mike McGlinchey, Trent Williams, and the fact that he doesn't have the blazing speed. He just gets the job done. That's kind of his thing. And I know the lowest point of, you know, what a lot of people remember when you think Colt McKivitz is the Super Bowl, that's wrong. That was not Colt McKivitz's fault. That Chris Jones run in unchecked, that was Spencer Burford's fault, went the wrong way. I know the announcers and the film, whenever you're watching the broadcast view, seems like it is, but it's not. It was not his issue. And he's going into his fifth season. Now, he's an Ohio dude, went to East Richland Christian High School, the Lions, before transferring to Union Local High School, the Jets. He's a country boy, went to West Virginia, and his post-grad was bachelor's. He got a bachelor's in wildlife and fishery resources, and then just kept studying in West Virginia. Like, he's a fishing guy. If you want to ask Colton McKivitz something, to ask about fishing, he'll tell you all the way back from when he was three, catching bluegills, to what he does now. And he was a big deal in Ohio. They retired his jersey at his high school back in 2019. Goes on to the Big 12 and was incredible there. Four-year basketball player, All-State honors in basketball. Like this dude, he could play. He was a Big 12 commissioner's honor roll all the time, like all over the place. So then he gets signed by the 49ers, and that's kind of where I want to jump to now. They wanted him in the third round, but they traded that pick in a future fifth for Trent Williams, one of the best trades in NFL history. Then they cut him. They cut Colt McKivitz about a year later, just wasn't there, but he came back with a vengeance and kind of proved what the Niners wanted him to be. Now I'm going to play you a clip from John and Kyle talking about Colt McKivitz, and this is a year after he was starting. So this was heading into the 2023 season.
Very much so. We believe in Colton. I'll let Kyle talk a little bit about Colton as a player, but, Colton, the gold helmet is a hard standard up there. We give it to very few people. Colton was one of those when he came out of West Virginia. You know, I think when he got here, we didn't necessarily see that all the time because he was shy. He kind of took him a little while, but I think over time, as his confidence grew, you started to see all those traits and qualities, the spirit, as we call it, really start to show. And then Colton's sneaky talented as well, and we like him a lot as a player. Kyle, you go ahead and talk about him.
Just getting an O-lineman ready to start in this league is really tough, especially how different playing in the league is in college and the lack of, preparation we get with how OTAs are this year, how much shorter training camp is. But you can win with Colton. He's been here for a while. When he has played, we have won games with him. Did a hell of a job last year helping us, or 2 years ago, getting into the playoffs when he had to start unexpectedly versus the Rams in 17, I think. I look at Colton very similar to how Jake was last year. I mean, we felt very good about Jake, but you never know until they get out there a ton. and you look in the draft to add depth, and you always want to, if there's someone there that falls in that you think can beat out your starter, that's a good pick. But it's not easy to find a guy at pick 99 or later who can beat out Colt McKivitz, just like you don't just find anyone for Jake Brendel last year. So when you have guys who've played and you practice with a lot and you have an idea about them, I get how not everyone else knows about them as much because they haven't seen them. But, I mean, we were going to that draft hoping to find depth and hoping to find some competition. But to go into that draft and to think you're going to find someone to start over someone like Colton, or as good as Colton can be and has been, would be very unusual.
You know, the phrase, we can win with Colton, I think that is the most accurate understanding. And I don't think Kyle meant it as an insult, and I sure as hell don't either. There are 64 starting tackles in the NFL. 64. Is he one of the top 64 tackles? Yeah, I think so. And whatever you're paying him at about that rate, you're getting what you pay for. The tackle position, offensive tackle position, is the most devoid of talent in the NFL of all positions. There are stud wide receivers, 1, 2, 3, on so many teams. Centers, guards, quarterback, like the offensive tackle position, there's about 20 guys, and then there is a cliff. There's a cliff. But regardless if there's only 20 guys, 64 start every single week in the NFL. He is one of those 64. So is he how you dream it up? Is he how you draw it? No, he was a fifth-round pick. But you are getting quality play there. Now, what's fun is we got that pick in another trade where we traded Matt Breida to Miami. It seems like it's where we trade all of our running backs, Matt Breida, Jeff Wilson. They even took Salvin Ahmed. They got, Mostert. Obviously, it's the same system, so it makes sense. But we traded Matt Breida to the Dolphins and got this fifth-round pick in return. Huge trade. Now we got Matt Breida back on the roster anyway. But you know, I really do. And let's look at, okay, let's dive into the analytics. And let's see what he did last year. He played over 1,040 snaps. He played 1,014 at right tackle, 26 at left tackle. He had 2 penalties. That's incredible. 9 sacks allowed. That's not good. That's the bad. 4 quarterback hits, 47 pressures. PFF grades last year, 65.1 overall. That's average O-line play. That's what you want. 56.4 pass blocking, not what you want. 68.1 run blocking, solid. So, and what's crazy is he stepped up in pass blocking in the postseason at 65.9 grade, almost 10 points higher than what he did in the regular season. So, look, is he going to be on the Pro Bowl? No, that's not taking place. But this is somebody that's going to be playing for the 49ers for at least 2 years. Maybe somebody can eventually step up and pass him, but I don't think that's on the roster currently. He signed a 2-year deal right before this offseason to basically guarantee he's going to be the starter for this year, next year. His career earnings, $7.9 million. It's not like this dude is taking a whole bunch of money and cap or what. No, you're paying bottom tier starting tackle play, and that's exactly what you're getting. That's what you're getting. And the 49ers are okay with that because the offensive scheme that Shanahan runs is very O-line friendly. So you can kind of cover up some of those things. Now, you're hoping, and I will say this, I think Colton McKivitz has had a great camp. I really, really do. Now he's going to have his work cut out for him because whenever you're playing opposite Trent Williams, when teams game plan, do you think they're going to send their stud pass rusher at Trent Williams? They will not. They say, let's go after this other guy. So Colton McKivitz, he gets kind of the brunt, the best of the best of each team. Jets, great pass rush team. We'll see what happens with Hassan Reddick. But yeah, he's going to go against the best of the best every single week. It's what it is. He's got a difficult job. But the continuity, and now that he has, man, he started 22 games in his career, 17 last season. That was his first full year as a starter. Played in 45 games. That's huge. I hope he has a better year. And If you ask me right now, okay, John, you could sign up for exactly what Colton McKivitz did last year. I'm signing up. You give me that every single game he plays the entire season, sign me up right now. I'm taking it. Because of how elite the 49ers are everywhere else on offense. You just need adequate play. That line, right, that Chris Forster's talked about. You just give me just a little bit at that line or above that line, and we're going to be okay. Below that line, now we got some serious issues. Colton McKivitz, right at that line. So you give me that with just a sprinkle of improvement, Niners offense is going to be rolling. I truly believe that. So Colton McKivitz, number 17, probably not, you know, the dream pick at tackle, but it fits and allows us to have studs everywhere else. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
No, without a doubt, I think 49ers fans were probably most, maybe not upset, but they wanted improvements on the offensive line. Going from the 2023 Super Bowl loss, free agency, the draft, heading into 2024, people wanted a newer look offensive line. And the 49ers said, not so fast. We're going to run it back. We're going to run it back with the exact same guys. The exact same backups. They did add Dominique Pooney, who has kind of inserted himself into the starting lineup. And it's funny because you look at Aaron Banks, right, who's number 16 on our list. That's today's show. Damn good player. It has been for a while. But the 49ers wanted to kind of rinse and repeat the Laken Tomlinson situation. You remember Laken Tomlinson was playing Pro Bowl level guard play. They let him walk and go get paid. But a year before his contract, they draft Aaron Banks in the second round. We'll talk about the draft here in a second. Park him for a year. Laken walks. Aaron Banks steps in. Seamless. It's the red shirt philosophy that is the 49ers. And Dominique Pooney said not so fast there. It has kind of forced his way into play at times. So there's some similarities there. There's some differences for sure. But Aaron Banks has been interesting because he sat that whole first year, 49ers, he's a bust, he's terrible, whatever else. Goes in, starts second year, very good. He's good, I would say very good. And then last year, one of the best training camps, one of the best preseasons, the first three games of the season, Pro Bowl level play. Then he gets injured, played the whole year injured with the turf toe that re-aggravated itself in the playoffs, had a terrible playoffs, but you got to give him credit for playing injured, right? This is his last year. Aaron Banks has to have a good year this year. He's had a good camp, but it's a contract year. And the 49ers drafted not one, but two guards this year. So for Aaron Banks, I think the writing's on the wall. Hopefully he stays, but with all the contracts, you know, there's a lot of expiring contracts this year. I don't see how that happens. Now, shout out to my man Josh, the executive producer of today's show. Aaron Banks comes in 16. The first year we did this in 2022, he came in 18. Last year came in 15. This year, 16. Always kind of in that little bracket there, right? Where's jersey number 65? Big dude. Probably one of the biggest guards, interior offensive lineman Shanahan's ever had. And I know that's hyperbole, but I didn't scout Aaron Banks for our draft profile whenever he came out because he was too big. I was like, this guy's not a scheme fit. It's not there. 6'5", 325, big. 33-inch arms, 26 years old, still young. Ran a 5'3", 40. He's a big dude. It was part of this shift to this more power system. You remember, you drafted Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon. You went 1 for 3. But the idea was we're going to go to this more physical running style, bigger bodied, all the way across the board. It didn't work out. Trey Sermon didn't work out. Trey Lance didn't work out. But Aaron Banks did. And Aaron Banks, what's funny, is the only player you traded back for. You traded up for Trey Lance, traded up for Trey Sermon, traded back for Aaron Banks. And he's the one that worked out. Local kid, El Cerrito. My son plays for this football team. And I have to salute the Aaron Banks. He fought for the entire football team to be brought out to 49ers training camp and get the VIP treatment. They got lunch, got to sit on the really cool stands. My son got CMC's autograph on his shirt. And so shout out to Aaron Banks, a man of the community. I love that he's from here. Go Gauchos. And continually gives back to that community, which is a big deal. Went to Notre Dame, was awesome there, known as the Dancing Bear. And he had a lot of, he was pretty well touted. He was one of the top prospects in Northern California whenever he was coming out of high school. I mean, he was good. Arizona, Arizona State, Oregon, Baylor, UCLA, Michigan, Miami, Notre Dame. Everybody wanted this guy. And he was a four-year letterman in basketball and football. So he's a big dude. But, man, you want to be impressed? Just type in Aaron Banks basketball highlights on YouTube. Pretty damn impressive. He can move pretty well. They call him Dancing Bear. That kind of makes sense. You know, goes to Notre Dame. It was awesome. He started every game for Notre Dame as a senior. You know, and you could talk about it. He was second team almost everything. All-American, all that stuff, gets the Senior Bowl invite, and I cannot stress this enough. If somebody wants to play for the 49ers and be drafted by the 49ers, go to the damn Senior Bowl. It changes everything. Here's John Lynch talking about the size of Aaron Banks and how they kind of, you know, they don't go after a lot of those guys, but the Senior Bowl kind of helped him understand.
I think, you know, obviously you always want the guy that's big, that can move, and is a scheme fit. And I think in this case, we believe that we found a candidate for that. You know, we really grew to appreciate Aaron throughout the process. You know, his film was very good at Notre Dame. The Senior Bowl was a positive look in person for us. Continued to grow there. And then, you know, Mike McGlinchey's incessant, you know, cheering for him, you know, but he is a bigger guy, but he moves exceptionally well. And so we think he's a really nice fit.
And so, I mean, he was awesome. He was Outland Trophy watch list, all ACC first team, honor roll, Notre Dame, did a lot of wonderful things. And he gets to play next to Trent Williams, which is huge. And I think that has really helped him grow. Aaron Banks is a good lineman. Is he a top 20 guard in the NFL? Probably not. But again, there's 64 starting guards in the NFL. I think he's probably in that 20 to 40 range if you put his entire career into perspective. And he did take a step back last year. There's a second year was good. This year it was like, all right, this, let's get it done in 2023, and he started so well. But then the injuries, and the injuries were really, really bad. And I really, gosh, man, he was on his way. He really, really was. Now, if he's going to get paid, probably going to be from another team, but this year is imperative for him and his family. You want career life-changing money, which he's pretty close to. How much, what's his career earnings? $5.4 million, pretty solid. But, like, we saw guards getting $20 million a year last year in free agency. Is he going to get that much? No. But this is somebody that could get $8 to $10 million a year. Like, he is that type of a player, and I think that's about where he's going to be. And had turf toe twice last year. That's – he's got to figure that out. And it's not his fault. Injuries are a thing. He played through it, put the team first, and put a lot of bad tape out there because he was so damn tough. We've seen the 49ers do this a lot of times. It really bothers me. Now, let's look at, he had six penalties last year. That's not good. Really bad. Four false starts. Again, not good. Zero sacks allowed. Now, Brock Purdy really, really saved him on a lot of those, escaping the pocket, all that stuff. Six quarterback hits, 23 pressures allowed. PFF grades, not good. 54.9 overall, that's below average. 54.9 pass blocking, below average. 55.2 run blocking, below average. But he's just one of those guys that gets the job done consistently. Not pretty, but is a guy, again, that line that Chris Forster talks about. If we get all these guys that play at this line, when Aaron Banks is healthy, way above the line. When he's injured, right at the line, little below it. And so whenever you have somebody that can play injured and is tough as hell with that size, it's like, okay, no matter what, we're getting that line, you know, however you want to define it. I need to find a better term. That average line O-line play, that's huge. But the extra is there. It is there. He's just got to be healthy. Just got to be healthy. Now, the postseason, yikes. You know, I don't know who played worse in the postseason for the 49ers, but it's Ambry Thomas, Javon Hargrave, and Aaron Banks. They were the three worst players on the 49ers. And again, dude played injured through a couple injuries. Listen to these PFF grades of the postseason. 48.9 overall, terrible. 37.5, god awful. 59.6, run blocking was good, but he was abysmal. And it was I thought he was the worst offensive line play we had, period, in the playoffs and Super Bowl. And again, it's this constant tension. You've got to balance. This dude played injured. He could have been on the sideline in shirt and shorts. He went out there and battled. That counts for a lot with the 49ers. Players that refuse to battle injured, they ship out quick. They really, really do. Go look at Trent Brown. They want warriors, and Aaron Banks is that. He really, really is. Now, we drafted him in the second round. 49ers traded back. We were at pick 43. We traded back with the Raiders. We got picks 48 and 121. They got 43 and 230. They took Trevin Moehrig, the safety, and Jimmy Morrison at pick 230. Moehrig's been good as a safety, been injured a lot. 49ers got Aaron Banks in 121, but then we used that 121 pick to trade up for Trey Sermon. That didn't work at all. Now, you remember when we traded back, everybody wanted Asante Samuel Jr., the corner? Y'all remember that? We didn't get him. He went a pick before us. We took Aaron Banks. What's funny, you know, Pro Football Reference measures the value of your career. Banks is at an adjusted value 15. Samuel's at 13. So they got the better player so far. We'll see. Samuel's got 6 interceptions, which that's pretty impressive. But he's been benched a lot of times. It's kind of a rotational piece. You've got a starter in Banks. I was screaming from the mountaintops, Creed Humphrey. That's who I wanted more than anybody. I had a background first-round grade on him. Creed Humphrey went 15 spots later. He's got a 30 adjusted value, more than Banks and Samuel combined, and all pros already, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to go cry in a corner now. But we got Aaron Banks, and I like Aaron Banks. He's a solid player. Probably going to be his last year with us, but we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Now, talked about how he made $5.4 million. He's got 30 starts in his career already, 2-year starter, 14 last year. Missed those 3 games with the turf toe, but then played through it. What's on the agenda this year? Man, if he can just stay healthy and play at that borderline Pro Bowl level, which is what he's capable of. That's what his athletic profile, that's what his tape. When healthy, that's the asterisk. And again, you're talking about somebody that was never hurt really at Notre Dame. It had turf toes, just a lingering issue. Hopefully that's past it. I hope he balls out next to Trent Williams, gets a, you know, Pro Bowl alternate type year, and goes and gets $12 million a year for another team. That's the best interest of Banks. 49ers, we get a nice comp pick. We allow the rookies to step up. That's the way the 49ers have designed this. We'll see what happens. Aaron Banks, you are the man. Thanks for taking care of the community. And I hope you have the best year of your career and get paid like nobody's business, man. For us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.